The title of the book is Barnaby Frog, The Song of the Moon, written by Tony J. Moon, read by Leslie Ma, for Ronald McDonald House Charities of Oregon and Southwest Washington. The moon was shining through the mist over the paddock and ponds. All was very quiet, and the water in the ponds was very still. Barnaby Frog hopped onto a log that was laying in the water at the side of the pond. He saw the moon, and he knew it was a very special night. Barnaby began to sing the song of the moon that his mother had taught him. Rivet, 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 rivet. Suddenly, a large grandpa frog leapt out of the pond and sat on the log beside Barnaby.
I see the moon, said Grandpa Frog.
They both started to sing to the moon. Grandpa Frog sang in a deep voice,
croak, croak, croak.
Barnaby sang in a higher tone, rivet, 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 rivet. The two sang a duet to the moon,
croak, rivet, rivet, croak, rivet, rivet.
As Barnaby and Grandpa were singing, Teo, one of Barnaby's brothers, hopped onto the log.
Can I join in? Asked Teo.
With Teo, there would be three, so they could now sing as a trio. Teo could not form his R's properly, so went with it instead of rivet. But they all sang happily to the moon, which is what mattered.
Croak, rivet, with it. Croak, rivet, with it. Croak, croak, rivet, rivet, with it, with it.
Grandpa, Barnaby, and Teo stopped singing. Something was not sounding right. Some of the notes were missing. Now it was very odd that they should say that. As soon as they had said, something is missing, with a splash and a whoosh, little Miss Sing landed on the end of the log. Miss Sing could sing all the very high notes that could reach the moon. The four frogs, now a quartet, began to sing the song of the moon.
Croak, rivet, wivet, see. Croak, rivet, wivet, see. Croak, rivet, wivet, see.
It sounded so wonderful. Barnaby wanted to know how many frogs it took to make such a wonderful sound. So he started counting. Grandpa 1, Teo 2, Miss Sing 3.
That is odd, said Barnaby. Last time there was three and it sounded dreadful.
You forgot to count somebody, said Miss Sing.
You forgot Barnaby. You forgot to count yourself.
Oh, dear, said Barnaby. So I did. There are really four of us. We are a quartet.
Everybody laughed at Barnaby's mistake.
Then suddenly, there landed on the log in the middle of the group the great enemy of all frogs, the great white orc. All the frogs were terrified. With a sudden splish splash and a splosh, all the frogs jumped off of the log and disappeared beneath the water of the pond.
Oh, that's a shame, said the orc. I only wanted to join in with the singing. It sounded so nice.
The end.